So going through some of the other research that you've been involved with, I wanted to ask you, I see you've been involved with a number of papers looking at TAS-102, and maybe you could comment a little bit on what we've learned about this agent. In particular, one of the things I was really curious about was this issue of the neutropenia that's seen with TAS-102 and the issue of does that predict a better outcome and why? Can you talk about the work that you've done looking at that?
Yeah, well, TAS-102 is really an interesting drug. It's basically trifluoroethylamidine. So this was synthesized in the early 60s by Heidelberger, the same guy who gave us 5-FU and FUDR. It's another anti-metabolite. But the half-life is so short that you'd have to give it by prolonged infusion. So it was kind of abandoned until the Japanese came up with a metabolic inhibitor to increase the half-life. So it's a little bit like those combinations of oral 5-FU with DPD inhibitors, but this drug has an inhibitor of thymidine phosphorylase, which breaks down the TFT. So you can take it twice a day. The drug schedule is 5 days a week for 2 weeks. So you take it 5 days, get 2 days off, and then another 5 days, and that's supposed to be every 28 days. Now, it's not like the white count gets that low, that people are getting neutropenic fevers and really get into problem with neutropenia. The main thing that we're seeing is kind of a delay in neutrophil recovery. So when it comes to week four, when you're supposed to restart the next cycle, the ANC is less than 1,500. And in all the studies, you had to wait then. If it was 1,200 or 1,300, which we saw very frequently, you had to delay the patient another week. And so it turns out that for the patients that did have a little bit delayed recovery, their overall response rate was higher than the patients who didn't. And that suggests that there's some pharmacologic event going on here with those who have a higher AUC, have lower ANC nadirs and longer ANC recovery, and therefore those are the ones who benefit more. And there is some drug levels, pharmacology from the population pharmacokinetic studies that suggest that's true. So we did another analysis, not only in the pivotal trial, but in our own institutional experiences with Dr. Grothy from Mayo and also from another institution. And it looks like we had the same experience. People who have delayed recoveries tend to have a little bit better response rate.
From a clinical point of view, if you don't see that, do you think about increasing the dose?
Well, that's a good question. I suppose that one could postulate that.